Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, micro-brewed in a tiny fountain. Our sister show, Movie Maintenance, is doing its first ever interstate live show. To tell you a bit more about that, here's Handsome Tom. And remember, always check out sanspantsradio.com/live for any and all upcoming live shows.
Because some cities just need a live show or a bit of maintenance themselves, and if ever there was a city in need of a maintenance, it would be the Harbour City, Sydney, with its weird roads and confusing hills that sneak up on you. Anyway, us dickheads are coming to Sydney, so join myself, Gabe, Carney and Drob for our first show outside of Melbourne. We'll be at Knox Street Bar in Sydney on Thursday, the 16th of November. If you are a Sans Pants Plus member, you get a 20% discount using a special code that you will receive. If you are not a Sans Pants Plus member and you would like a 20% discount, well, then you need to become a Sans Pants Plus member. You can listen to our shows, our extra content, get discounts on shit, talk to us, all the fun stuff. Anyway, Sydney, we're going to be in you Thursday, 16th November. Buy your tickets at sanspantsradio.com/live. See you, dickheads.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second, Spooky Halloween Edition. We've swapped voices.
That's what makes it spooky.
Spooky. Anyway, today's... Wait, no, we do introductions first? I'm Rusty on this. Anyway,
I'm Rusty. I'm Pop Thoreau.
And I'm just a generic white girl.
And today's topic is dead. Being / things.
That's absolutely the sound of dead.
The being sound of dead is...
It'd be great if, no matter the cause of death, that's the noise you made.
That's your soul leaving your body.
What would be the worst undead thing to come back as? Being dead, obviously, but being now dead but alive again.
Yep.
What would be the worst variety? Zombie's not good, because how long can a zombie stay a zombie, you know?
Yeah.
What?
You know,
nah,
like...
No, nah, because eventually it rots.
Yeah, eventually there's no zombie left, just a skeleton.
Where does your brain go?
If I lose my brain, is that cool? No. Well,
no, because that's
zombies,
the one
that's
rule.
That's how you kill a zombie. You shoot a zombie in the head.
Does that not mean that eventually all of the zombies rot away, and then, like, the brain falls out, and the zombies die?
Yeah, zombie apocalypse is a waited out situation.
Yeah,
no, but then it's confusing, because like maybe once they're reanimated, does their flesh stop rotting?
Ah.
Like
in The Walking
flesh...
Dead, it doesn't. No. It keeps at it.
Which is the one weird thing about The Walking Dead. Just fingernails.
Ah?
Because they can't, like, with prosthesis, really show, like, finger... Because that's, like, the first thing you lose.
Yeah, yeah.
The zombies still have fingernails. In, like, from, like, season two on, the fact that they have fingernails is odd.
But good, though, because then that means they have claws and they're not just, like, gumming you with their gross nails.
Because their teeth should fall
out. Imagine if zombies also lost their bones. Or just, like, big bars of flesh flopping at you.
Well, I mean...
A far scarier apocalypse.
If zombies lose their fingernails and teeth...
Yeah. It's just not really much
not a threat, because they can't bite you or claw at you.
That's true. I, like, imagine if you lived in
a... Why are zombies strong? Fuck that.
They should be weak.
They should be piss.
They should be push them over in a ditch weak.
Yeah.
I always like it when people in a zombie apocalypse build a moat that the zombies fall in, and then they just got a zombie moat. That's appealing
to me.
It's kind of like, you know, like in Game of Thrones, they got a moon door? God, that moon door's appealing to me. You have the moon door?
Yeah, hey, I do.
Guess
I
whose
do.
Phone's vibrating?
Yeah, probably turn
it's
that
Jackson's.
Off.
Jackson.
The funny thing is, I was the one who messaged you.
What did you say?
Well,
fucking
then.
Zombies are sick.
Like, zombies are sick, Jackson. Just pass it on.
Yeah, just talk about zombies more, Jackson. I like this bit.
What are the kinds of undead? You got zombie, vampire. Any others?
Werewolf doesn't count.
Werewolf's not dead. No. He's very alive.
Dracula's dead?
Dracula's are...
undead.
Not really. They're undead, but as in like the sense they can't die.
Yeah, do you have to die first to be a Dracula? Or when you get Dracula'd? Like, you get your business sucked.
Look, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. The vampires I'm most familiar with, the ones made famous by Stephanie Meyer in Twilight. So... in that situation, you're not really dying, but
you're getting your blood suckled, right?
Well, with
Led Zeppelin.
Actually,
Led
Zeppelin. Whoa, no, with
my vampire lore comes from Buffy,
yeah.
And that you have to die and be buried, and then you have to dig your way out.
I'm trying to think of Dracula.
What? Like, but how do you?
Do you have to be buried in Buffy to become back as a vamp? Oh my god, extra.
That was
steps
the rule.
Much?
That's why she was always hunting at the cemetery, because that's they were like
fighters
fresh out of the womb.
In a car park them. Come bury. Or bury the vampire in concrete, can't come back.
Yeah, that's, well, yes, that's...
honestly,
don't you just bury... okay, in a world where vampires are real,
yeah,
just put concrete over every fucking grave.
Well, they don't know that vampires are real, like,
well,
only
Buffy does.
And...
well, fucking Buffy, get 20 grand, buy a concrete truck for 20 grand,
Buffy,
apparently.
Go to your local council and be like, we need more car parks. What's this grave? Get rid of it. What's this grave? What's this graveyard?
No, this is one singular
this
grave.
This is my mate Angel. He's fucked. use him as an example of the evil in the world and car park every graveyard.
That seems fairly rude to Angel, but...
Angel's a cunt.
All right.
Right?
I mean, like...
yeah, see? That's not our...
not great.
I like that, you know, we say, like, you know, vampires need, like, garlic or a steak to the heart to kill. But really, concrete gets them all.
Yeah.
Concrete is the ultimate weapon against the undead. Even werewolves. If you put one in a tank, fill it with concrete.
Problem solved.
You just gotta wait till the concrete dries around.
Well, I mean, wet concrete's still pretty heavy.
Yeah.
I mean,
what if you put a lot of wet concrete on a werewolf?
Yeah.
And it would stick to its fur. It'd be real gross. It'd be unhappy even if it got out.
It's not really a monster you can't defeat with concrete. The difficulty is obviously getting it in a position where you can pour concrete all over it. But like, you know.
It's a roadrunner and an anvil situation.
That's true. This is a goddamn Wile E. Coyote. I stand on this X, Mr. Zombie. Then I get bit.
No, you don't. They don't got teeth, remember?
Oh,
we
that's
just
what would be the worst? Like, you know, like a zombie bites you or kills you and you come back as a zombie or like a vampire or whatever.
Yeah.
But you retain the wounds of like what you had and how you died. What would be the worst wounds to have to then come back with?
A cannon. Shot by a cannon, come back as a cannon. Oh, wait, no, that's where the hole comes from.
Come back as a cannon!
Yeah, if I'm being killed.
Oh, that's very Tokyo Gore Police.
What? Okay.
Oh, is there a woman with a vagina full of ghouls?
There's a woman who's got an alligator head for legs.
What?
That's good.
Tokyo Gore Police is like my favorite B-grade Japanese movie, and pretty much it's like...
Gore or ghoul?
Tokyo Gore Police.
Oh, okay.
Tokyo Ghoul Police. You're under arrest.
I'm just being a ghoul.
I'm a ghoul.
Isn't that a crime?
Actually, so it
is. I just want to listen to Macklemore. No, it's like, this weird thing where you can, like they get weapons where they, like, get injured.
Oh, okay.
But they're, like, fleshy.
Oh, so does that mean if, say, a good friend Joel Dusha was killed by a cannon, he'd get a flesh cannon on the front of his body?
Oh, yeah. No.
Where do you manufacture the cannonballs? Calcified flesh.
Yeah, it's rude. One guy has, like, a penis gun. Like,
did he get shot in the dick?
Like, his dick gets ripped off or something and it grows back as a gun. This woman has, like, alligator bottom half.
That's
It's a great movie, Jack. You'd love it.
I like
Dusha, you'd be real indifferent to it. You'd be like, it's no fucking drive.
Hey, let's not forget that my other favorite movie is Evil Dead 2.
That's true.
Yeah, you might like it then.
Love fucking
I really like the idea of a penis gun because that means... so Say I have a penis.
But it's fleshy.
Yeah,
bang, bang, it's my dick, baby.
Wang bang.
Wang bang. That would be a superhero name.
I just really like the idea of going up to somebody else and being like, hey, how you doing? Bang! And they shoot them in the dick. And then they get a fleshy dick penis.
That sounds like a super
fleshy
villain.
Fleshy dick gun. Yeah. Just like, they grow another penis. I did it!
It's just real bulbous and wrong looking.
Please, why? You just made me undateable. I don't know.
Cop it. Anyway, I'm a bad guy now. Super villain. Bang. Wang bang, baby. It's the future.
Wang bang, boom. But like if I shot somebody in the dangus and then their dangus became a weapon and then they shot somebody else and you know, we'd be a race of weaponized peen boys.
Peen weaponized peen.
It's wang bang boom and the weaponized peen boys.
That's my favorite West Coast rap group from the 80s.
Wang bang boogie with the boom boom. That's good, having cannon out of your body. What about you, Zoe?
I just want to explain what I imagine would happen. So the cannon comes out of my torso, but the cannonballs, and this is a bit of suspension of disbelief.
Sure.
I like to imagine that my head goes into my body and gets shot out, and then another head pops up.
Yes, please.
Yeah, that's good.
And the only way to defeat you is to put one of your fired heads back in the cannon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because then it pops out a dead head and you die.
Yeah, that's it.
What? That's amazing.
Yeah, that's the only way to
beat
me.
Blew my mind.
Or drown you.
Or drown or bury me in concrete.
Yeah, frankly, that works as well.
Yeah, those are the only three ways there.
I read this comic once and the idea was that all these women had been killed as witches and then they came back from the dead, but the thing that had killed them as witches became like their superpower. So one woman was thrown in a pit full of snakes and then she had a snake ability.
That's not a good way to kill a witch.
One snake.
I think she did. She was like, snake! Come back, snake. Yeah. Pit full of snakes is an elaborate way to kill a witch because it's like...
But also...
That's going to take a while.
Yeah, step one, dig a pit.
Step two, acquire snakes. Dangerous. Step three, put witch in hole.
Especially because you can crawl out a hole.
Yeah, and also, if you don't move too abruptly, snakes will just keep around you.
Also,
like uncomfortable, but not deadly.
Not deadly. Potentially alive until you die of starvation.
Yeah.
That would be a bad superpower to have.
What, in one
this
snake?
No, in this story.
Starvation.
Like, I died of starvation.
You get a sandwich.
You can manifest a sandwich or take a sandwich.
Well, if it's dying of starvation, then it wouldn't be manifesting. It would just be like absorbing...
Other people's hunger. That's kind of a cool power.
Suck stuff out of their stomach, but like you're dying now. Got him.
Being able to suck the food out of another stomach is gross, but a cool power. Especially, how about this? You do it through the throat.
Oh, so you make them throw up?
No, it's just the food. Whatever's left undigested comes back out.
That's no good.
So like throwing up?
No, because bile and stuff comes with it.
Oh, so there's no bile.
No, I'm just talking solids.
Ew.
Yeah. It's nasty, and I'm keen.
What if you like, because you gestured your hands up, what if you gesture it down?
Then they shit hard, but only the solid.
That's like when corn comes out.
That's like forcing a whole half a sandwich through your lower intestine. I like that you'd have to trace, because I was tracing the movement down.
Yeah.
You'd have to trace it through the lower intestine and out.
You know what would happen? Mm-hmm. They'd die. Because
they would.
Their intestines would explode because you'd trace wrong.
the maze that is lower. You ever seen that shit? What's
it's
going
fucked.
On?
No, you just keep sending shit to like their pancreas. You're like, fuck.
Please stop putting sandwiches in my heart. Gonna force it through the aorta.
That's a good power, being able to control the food inside someone's stomach and killing them with it.
The idea of somebody being on like an autopsy table and they're like, there's half a cent, there's baloney in this man's heart. What happened? Who did this?
Somehow I imagined, remember that scene from one of the Harry Potters?
Yeah.
When someone's controlling Harry's broomstick and then they cut to Snape and he's muttering. And like, that's what I imagine.
But it turns out it wasn't Snape.
Because Snape was doing, he was trying to protect him.
Yeah.
But he was also doing a spell. So
it's the fourth one. That's
right.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And Mad-Eye Moody's probably fucking him or something.
I just really like the idea that Snape's like muttering it under his breath. There's like people around him just being like, I guess. I guess you're just muttering away, you fucking weirdo.
Speaking of scenes in Harry Potter, and this seems like a best time ever to bring it up. Everyone talks about how the third Harry Potter film is the best film.
Yeah.
It's thrown around a lot, whatever.
People say it, yeah.
The last scene of that film is the dumbest fucking scene in movie
amazing.
History. It's bad.
Where like he's on the broom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, I go too fast. And then it like freeze frames on him being like, whoa.
I don't get or any of the Harry Potter love.
Really?
I like understand it in a level in a level that I understand that people can enjoy things.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have watched Harry Potter and I don't get it.
Harry Potter's such a good... I mean, like, I don't get it from the perspective of being like, damn, I wish I was Harry Potter. But I guess I like the world. I think it's funny that Voldemort's real happy in the last one and that Ron's poor. Fuck, it's funny that Ron's poor.
His dad hasn't... I was talking
about...
Can
they just magic their stuff?
Yeah, but you can't magic food and water, but you can magic money. You can turn a rat into $1 million, so I don't get it.
Yeah.
But also, like, I was actually talking about this with colleagues at my workplace.
Yeah.
Not this workplace.
Get out.
One.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, this one. And then I just want Zama to edit this so that it flashes back to a conversation me and you have had on air.
Please just flash back to an entire episode of Plumbing the Death Eater. Make this episode way too long. Yes,
like,
please.
Yeah, like, actually, you know what, listeners, you do it yourself. Press pause on this one.
Yep.
Go to the Plumbing the Death Star feed on iTunes or your podcast provider.
Mm-hmm.
Scroll through, pick an episode of Plumbing the Death Eaters. Press play.
That's the conversation we had.
That's the conversation we had. And I on it anyway. Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed that.
Was
that
it was good?
Yeah.
It's an old app.
We got a
bit
few,
dated.
Yeah, got a few things wrong. I can't
you guys forgot
the
a Weasley.
We did, yeah, we but did. There's so many fucking Weasleys.
There's too many.
It's goddamn.
Shouldn't you forget old. Bill?
Brumhold?
Brumhold Weasley?
Bushwick? Framwise?
I've also totally forgotten the point I was going to make
I
about
don't know.
That story.
You're talking about how you're having a conversation about Weasleys.
No, I was going to talk about Harry Potter with
Ron's
your work
poor?
Colleagues, but not us work colleagues.
Ron's poor. Oh, yeah.
Voldemort's happy.
Yeah, I remember now. Arthur Weasley has... a government job.
Yeah.
So, like, surely that doesn't pay super poorly. Molly Weasley doesn't have a job.
Yep.
But, like...
She should.
I mean, like, why?
I don't know.
Because, like, I get, like a stay-at-home mom or whatever. Like, that is a job. That's a full-time job. But
yeah.
None of your kids live there anymore, Molly.
Yeah.
They're and all at fucking
when
Hogwarts.
When Hogwarts happens, Molly, you're just at home.
And
doing
like,
nothing.
And we've seen you do your chores, Molly. You literally just magic them and all the dishes are clean.
Yeah. You have an enchanted house. Get a job.
Molly and don't they have those little
house elves?
No.
Time turners.
No.
Yes.
Don't. Let's. That's
time turners are a whole. I think even only Hermione gets one, but even then it was like a crime that Dumbledore did.
Oh.
I think they're illegal.
So she could study more?
Yeah. Which is a fuck. That's basically giving a kid like
a nuclear bomb.
No. Wrong. It's like giving a kid like Adderall or whatever to be like, yeah, you need to study more. Here, take some drugs.
Yeah.
Potentially damaging. When do you think you'll die?
The day after Cher dies.
Oh, is that what's how you're going now?
That's the plan. Just kill myself.
So long. Cher's gone. I'm gone. That's good that Cher didn't, like, die when I predicted.
I'm out. Fuck you guys.
So I got some good news and I got some bad news, listeners. Good news, I'm psychic.
bad
news, Zoe's dead.
Did not predict that. No, my family has a tendency to live to over 100.
Really?
Yes.
Lucky.
And the youngest...
Unlucky.
The youngest, like, natural death that we've had in a family was at 89.
Dude, you're good for it, though.
I'm good for a while because my family's also super unhealthy and still lives for ages.
Dude,
so
lucky. I think I'm about 80 maybe is when
that's
I'm
pretty
bound
good.
To go.
That's good innings.
But I reckon around 60, 65.
Nah, 65 because that's like our a couple years off our folks' age.
I remember having a conversation
die.
With Adam.
Yeah.
Where Adam doesn't think I'll live till 80 or 100.
Oh, yeah, no, we've had this conversation.
That's rude.
Yeah.
Right? That's very rude to not assume your friend will live to 100. That's like the rudest thing you can do. I think you guys will live to 100.
Oh.
You think I'll live to
100. I think you'll live to 100 as long as something doesn't happen to you.
I'm going to die the day this episode comes out. October 26, 2017.
That's it?
Yep. That's me done.
Natural causes?
Tired after the UK tour.
Dead.
Yeah.
On the plane back.
Dead crashes the plane. I'm going down, you're all going down with me.
No,
crashes
no.
the plane.
Acts
I was like,
of terrorism.
Driving?
And then I die 3 days later.
Crash the plane, survive, but like, we have no food. I like that if you're dying on the plane and I'm just like, we're playing like Mario Kart or something and you're just like smacking into the side of the track. I'm like, Dusha, what? Oh. You passed mid course.
But then I'm like, surprise, don't die till 26. Still got 3 days.
That's true. I keep forgetting. Well, it's a long plane flight.
Yeah. We get
I imagine
lost.
That if we were on a desert island, Jack would live the longest.
Yeah. That's true.
Maybe you do outlive us all. That's terrifying.
I think I will outlive you on a desert island, assuming neither of you kill me with a coconut first. You know?
It's only because you would be the first out of us three to kill us with a
coconut. Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. But
like,
then
you just wait for us to go to sleep. No, you sleep too long. You're in trouble.
The fact that I sleep in is going to be the end of me because I'll wake up in the sea. Gotcha!
I don't even need to do anything malice. I'll just let you. I'll make you a nice bed on the shore. The tide will come in and it just won't wake you up. I've actively stood on your head while you slept and it stirred you a bit.
Like, what? Oh, it just stirred on my head. Back to bed.
No, you didn't even wake. Your eyes didn't open. You just were like. Ugh.
I have been full force kicked in the head before and I did not wake up.
That explains
a lot. I always get the dog to wake you up and that seems to get you.
Yeah, Melody does. Melody leaps on my face. I'm like, ah! Because that's her licking my mouth. And I'm like, what?
That's the best way to wake up because you were so startled every time.
Dogs are a bad wake up. I understand.
Oh, fuck. Whiskey will come downstairs.
You panic as well because like if you don't get like move instantly, like I'm going to get gross things on my face.
Absolutely.
I once threw my cat against the wall because I didn't know what he was because he jumped on my head.
I once had a cat thrown at me to wake me up when I was about 13. Hi, thrown at my face. Was like, wow! I was like, ah!
Hi, very ashamed. Yes, RSPCA? you might want to call the cops. Two of my closest friends are just fine with hurting cats, apparently.
No, I was asleep. It was like we'd gotten Stringer.
The only person who should be able to justify this is Jackson because you actively threw a cat.
Actively threw a cat. No, it's not as bad as it sounds.
It sounds pretty bad.
But it's not like
I'm going to make you justify this and then because I'm expecting it not to be that bad. But I'm going to make you justify it by being like, you're an awful person. And then you're going to have to explain it. And then once you explain it, there's no justifying it because it ends with you throwing a cat.
I've told the story about my friend Seb killing a guinea pig on air before. No, crippling a guinea pig. I haven't? Fuck, what a tale.
No, on... Oh, right. You mean you've told it on air. Okay. I thought you meant he did it on air. I was like, what the fuck?
What did we have
That's some that cannibal
guy
Holocaust shit.
When my friend was young, he was at a friend's house. They had a hamster because he was in England, not a guinea pig. Maybe they have guinea pigs. I don't know. And his mate was like, yeah, you can play with the guinea pig. Go ahead. And he's like, cool. He's like, I'm just going to get a drink downstairs. My friend's holding the guinea pig of the hamster, bites him. My friend hurls it at the ground just out of, you know, instinct, reaction. The hamster is not moving.
Oh, no.
He picks it up. It's blinking. It's alive, but it's not moving. Puts it back in the cage, goes home. Oh, no. He crippled that guinea pig.
Whose guinea pig was it?
Mates, like a good friend.
Not friends anymore.
No, I think they remained friends because it was never discovered. They were just like, something's wrong with the guinea pig. And he never got... I mean, like, I'm calling him out now. If you ever had your guinea pig mysteriously crippled, here's why. It's always something that worries me, the idea of accidentally killing a friend's dog. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of thing that I think just damages a friendship permanently.
Well,
if something happened to String, that was the result of you guys.
Yeah, like, if I killed String somehow, if I was like, I thought I should give String I was playing submarines, and I left in the bath underwater too long.
Gabe stepped on String, and we've never been the same.
So you're killing friends. I have nearly killed Melody that one time when I left the door open and just went to take a shit. That was good. That was like last week.
It was good because we were just like, oh, good, Jack left the door open. Wait, where's Melody? Oh, no. But it turns out Melody was just asleep.
I said on the day, but if Melody had been hit by a car, that would be the second dog that's been hit by a car because of me shitting. While I was shitting. Not because I was shitting. Took a shit, the dog's like, nope! No, but my first dog ever, Orby, he got hit by a car while I was taking a shit with my good friend Peter. He used to like sit with me while I shat on the toilet. That was a weird situation.
So he was in the toilet.
Yeah, he
with
was
you.
In the bathroom with me. And I
just
shit.
Having a chat?
Just having a chat. I mean, I was like seven, but like, yeah, we just yammer away while I was shitting.
Was he ever like, is that was a good shit?
Did you guys ever swap?
Like after I'd finished, he hopped on?
No, but just like in general.
One flush?
Like, when both of you needed.
No, it would. Well, I mean,
it
if he needed to shit, if he needed to shit, I'd sit as well.
Yeah,
and chat
see, that's
to him.
What I meant. Oh,
okay, so
but only at my house, not at his. Now
yeah,
that I think about
feel
it.
Like his parents, your parents would be really comfortable with it. Most other parents wouldn't pay.
His grandma once smacked me because I was playing with my penis at his house. Yeah, just like a kid might, just grab my dick, and she was like, "What are you doing?" It was very Greek.
We
Just tales from my childhood. My parents gave that woman a yelling. Oh, it was good. Don't so, get another person's how, kid because they're touching their penis.
Were you
six.
Still wearing pants?
Yeah.
Six is too young.
I just had my hand down old. My pants oh, being like, right. blah, blah, blah. I wasn't like, woo! Wangus to the breeze.
Like, wang, bang, bang, boom.
No, I was just like touching my penis. Because, you know, like, whatever. You touch your jenny, you don't know that it's bad when you're young. You're just like, it's my dick, sick. Here's my giant, whatever.
It's my dick, sick. Here's my giant.
Here's my giant fine. Wang, bam, boom all the time.
That was their number one single.
It was. But no, yeah, she smacked me. She was an old nana. Gave me
that's
a fucking
wallet. That's old Greek women for you.
Exactly. That's what, yeah, it was a time. But yeah, that guy's, my friend who used to sit and watch me shit, his sister used to shit also, in our backyard as just like a gag or something.
That's a know. Good joke.
We were a weird family. They were my, like our best friends for my entire childhood. This is a strange trip down memory. Strange feces themed trip down memory lane for me. And it started with a dead dog. And that's
I remember
good.
Once my grandma took me and my brother to the park, yeah. which was literally like across the street from her house. And Ari was like, I need to go to the bathroom. And she was like, just shit on a tree. And he was like, can I just go home?
That's so weird. Where's the worst place you've shat? Have you ever shat somewhere other than a toilet?
Yeah.
I'm excited but also afraid that I opened this floodgate.
I have never taken a shit anywhere except a toilet.
I've shat outside a bunch.
Yeah, I've been camping, but all the camping places I've been to have...
Had a bathroom?
Yeah, like not necessarily...
So you've never done a bush poo?
Yeah, that's the best.
It's not. Oh, well,
that's
best.
Not where I was going.
It's pretty good though, because I feel like it's quite cleansing. Because you're in your natural state.
I suppose it's like this is how a cave person would have showered.
Yeah, that's why
nice.
You get those little like stool things near the toilet, so you can like raise your legs.
Where do you get them? Oh, I know them. I know them. Yeah. I know the shit stool. Yeah. When I lived at the house that I live at, my parents' place, when we first moved in there, the house wasn't done, so we lived in a caravan for 6 months. And during that time, I did a lot of bush poos.
I'd just like to change the topic for today's episode to dead being / things / wish I was.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You got any I should do history of dying. Yeah.
When are the rest of you guys going to die? I was the only one who answered that question.
No,
that's true. I said in like 60 years or something.
Jackson's going to live to 100.
You're going
to
die
October 26th, the day this episode gets released.
All right, good,
yeah.
good.
Yeah, good.
So we're all on the same
page. Oh, that's good, because wish I was dead, my dreams came true.
Yay.
Gosh, you're lucky.
Oh, man, follow your dreams, even if those dreams are to die. No, don't do that. Live forever. Spite me. Live out of spite for me.
That's yeah, it's a good move. I'm trying to think of historical ways to die. People have basically been dying the same way
forever.
There's not really a new way to die. No. Actually, here's a stupid question. What's a way that we can die now that would shock our caveman ancestors? I mean, ancestors.
Fucking merging to a chair.
What? Oh, yeah. Oh,
that
fuck.
Would destroy cavemen.
Because first you got to explain a chair, and then you got to explain not moving for such a long time.
That you become the chair.
What of hunting?
You're like, no, you don't have to. People bring you food.
What?
Bed sores and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Even just like, did cavemen get fat?
Nah, damn it.
Oh, well,
no,
I mean, like
they'd get chunky, not like obese.
Yeah, like
they'd get like how I'm chunky.
Yeah, yeah. You probably couldn't get like an obese cave person.
No, probably not.
It's not happening.
Yeah, no, because like even if they would go, they get sick before they could get too.
Yeah, exactly. And then they'd probably die, and it'd be like, well, that's a shame.
Yeah, he died from eating too much raw meat.
See, I think a couch fusing to a couch is complicated because I don't think a caveman has an understanding of fusing.
Yeah,
try and explain. I'll be a caveman. Try and explain fusing to me. Hello. Ah! Why you clap?
When two become one.
Love making.
But with a couch and permanent.
What is couch?
What is permanence? I die at 17.
I live long old age. 30.
Well, I got nothing.
You're just like, well, I'll see you in the time machine. I give up.
So I guess, also my voice just changed. I don't know what's going on there. Anyway, caveman.
Yeah? What the fuck happened to your voice?
I'm sick. But...
I want to cough for you.
All right, give me a second.
You know when you're like...
And I'm back.
There we go. Ah, that was good. Yeah, thank God.
That was just a spooky time. Caveman?
Yes.
Watch my hands.
Uh-huh.
Touching.
Yes.
Unable to separate.
Uh-huh. Stuck.
Stuck. Stuck for days.
Oh,
die.
I feel like the caveman would understand it, but like the same way, you know, in the caveman's brain, he's like, well, sometimes you get your foot stuck under a log and everyone abandons you. He's not understanding. You didn't explain couches.
Big sitting rock.
Yes. Soft.
What is soft?
Covered in pelts.
Ah!
A caveman doesn't know what soft is, and that's probably accurate. Nothing in a caveman's life is soft.
No, but it's always right. Like, a pelt would be. But even then, it's, like, matted. It's not going to be like, ooh, it's going to be like, this is not stone.
This not rock. This
sleep
good.
On this. See, I think fusing to a couch is hard, but I think crashing a plane and dying is harder.
Caveman.
Metal birds.
Ah!
All right, hold on. Let's go back. Metal.
You're like, metal bird, I scream. You're like, okay, back in the time machine. Okay, back 5 minutes.
Fucked that one up. Metal.
What is metal?
Yeah.
Back in the time machine.
Sky.
Yes.
Fall from it.
Ah!
Yeah. Bad. Die.
Yes.
The end.
No, but I think he's like, you jumped off a cliff.
Yes.
You jumped off a cliff. Yes.
Fall off cliff. Ah!
Die.
Dead.
Cave.
Yes.
Little.
Oh. Sleep one person.
Yes. But sit.
Huh?
No, lay down. Sitting cave.
Very small.
Very small. Cave.
Yes.
Fly.
Bird.
Like bird.
But cave.
But cave. That you sit in. It weird, right?
High concept.
It wrong. Caveman be floor, not sky, I understand, but follow me here.
Yes.
In sky.
Yes.
Cave not work properly.
What?
Cave not work properly, fall out of sky.
Ah!
Die. Wrong.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I feel like you got that across to the cave. I mean, like, when you show a caveman a plane, he's going to be like, oh!
Yeah.
Ah, small cave.
Small cave.
Yeah.
Cave not work. I get it.
What about another hard death to explain to a caveman, but he'd understand, but only just. When it happened, like, when people had breast implants so big that, like, people suffocated.
Oh, yeah. Plastic surgery deaths.
No, but like, as in, like, having sex with someone with breasts so big that the male in that.
Oh, I see. I feel like, yeah.
Woman.
Yes. Yes.
Oh. Also Tim Allen.
Tim Allen is the caveman in my mind. Breasts.
Yes. Milk.
Milk. Full so much of milk.
Yes.
By doctor.
What? Doctor?
What doctor?
Who doctor? Oh, that got too close.
Science.
What? Ah! No!
Nailed it.
You've left some very confused cave people.
One's all right. There he's like, sky cave. He just keeps looking up. Stressed. We just invented stress for cavemen.
I like the idea of that caveman waking up on his pelts being like, are we in the sky?
Have to just check something.
Make it covering a rock in a pelt and just scared to sit on it because he doesn't want to stick. And just having the idea of doctor and science in his head. Just as words.
What this means. He's just like written it on a cave wall.
Breasts, doctor.
That's actually where we came up with the idea for plastic surgery.
They found it in France in one of those cave paintings.
Just a breast
like,
doctor.
Breast doctor. And someone's like, that's not a bad idea. What about a doctor purely for titties?
Oh, oui, oui.
Imagine if the French did invent breast surgery. What a twist.
Who did?
I don't know.
Like, French would be top five picks for me. Germany's probably top five as well.
Okay.
Who else do I reckon might have invented them?
London.
London?
The Londons?
So, like, England?
But or... I feel like specifically London.
London, all right.
Because
they definitely did, them and America definitely invented, like,
plastic surgery
and rhinoplasty.
I reckon it'd be London. America, surely.
The US of A. No, yeah. I'm more confident in Germany.
All right. Look at
what they used to do. Yeah. Because they needed blood supply, so they would move bits of skin. Slowly but surely up into your face. Oh. So you'd start with like a section of skin, say like on your forearm, and then they'd like cut off a little bit, leave like a little bit attached, and then flip it up.
What?
And then let that heal, and then they'd do that again. And so then eventually you're there with your arm sewn to your face with a wee little elephant trunk thing going on. So then you could get like the skin, and then eventually they would move it to you.
That's nuts. Is that because the skin, they were like, we can't
move it without it dying. Without destroying
we have
the
to keep
supply.
It connected. Yeah. What the fuck?
So... Okay, the least interesting part of this is it was invented by America, whatever. Okay. But I just looked up breast implants on Wikipedia. And yeah, so breast implant, you'd expect this pitch is whatever, that's fine. Boob job redirects here. Funny that if that's like the one that they're talking about. Second funny thing, for stimulation of the penis by breast and vice versa, see mammary intercourse. So
that classic term.
Hey, hon, do you reckon we could engage in some mammary intercourse?
There's no sexy way to ask for a tit job.
No, there's not.
You think you mean a mammary
intercourse. No, there's no sexy way to ask for mammary intercourse.
Can I slam my hog betwixt your tatters?
Oh, you've done it.
Fuck, Jack, you fixed our problem.
I just made every lady listening pregnant.
Sorry about that.
I always liked the Wikipedia page for non-penetrative sex, and then they have a link to something called pit wanking. Where you jerk people off with your armpits.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the worst. I just think you're stubbly.
Yeah, and I think your penis would just end up smelling of, like, B.O.
And deodorant.
Yeah, that's not great. No.
Would you lube it? I feel like you'd have to lube it up.
I feel like you'd lube up your pits. Lube them pits. Chuck your hog in.
Like just moving it back and forth a little bit. That's uncomfortable.
It's kind of a good exercise.
You just look like you're doing like a weird... You both look like you're just doing weird thrusting dance moves now.
Well, just imagine wankuses between our... in our pits.
You can't. Your arms aren't separate enough. Now you're just doing the chicken dance?
It works.
No, it's no good.
He'll come eventually.
No, he's gone home. He's left.
Come back.
But yeah, the best part about the Wikipedia article is just that, like, Wikipedia has known that people have typed in boob job expecting to find out information.
That's good.
Yeah, that is
well,
good.
No, but surely that comes from you just hear boob job as, like, a passing term. You're like, what the fuck is that? In your early days.
And then you're like, oh, sweet, breast implants.
Breast implants. Yeah. That's
or maybe mammary intercourse.
Fingers crossed.
And I recently learned the term FUPA. and I had to Google what that meant.
Fubar.
Fupa.
What is fupa?
Fat upper pubic area.
Oh.
Or pussy area, depending on who you talk to.
So that's like...
It's like, you know how Gazamet refers to it as a gunt?
Yeah.
It's that. That's what the Americans call it, is a fupa.
It's a gunt and a... Whoa, I was going to call it a cunt, as in a cock. No, hang on. It's a gawk.
It's a gawk. A gutty cock.
I got that. You got any facts for us about dead, dying, or I wish I was?
God, I wish I was. Yes, I have pictures of Tokyo Ghoul. Police up, because I wanted to show you.
Oh, that's good.
I'm glad you didn't show us.
Wang, bang, boom.
Wang, bang, boom.
He's back.
All right, so I wanted to talk about Cotard's delusion.
Okay.
Which is a mental disorder, which is pretty much... it's a nihilistic delusion.
Yeah.
That you're dead.
So you're just, but you're alive, while it happens? Yeah, presumably.
You're walking around thinking that you're like dead, that you're just like a ghost walking around, but you're alive.
And you're not just like, what's wrong with, I guess you're like, what's wrong with the people, right? Like if I thought I was dead and I was like, guys, I'm dead. And you're like, no, you're not. I'd be like, you guys are idiots.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you think you're rotting? Because I kind of remember reading about this maybe once.
Yeah. You think you genuinely think you're dead. Like you think you're a corpse.
How do you... There's something very funny to imagine somebody in a coffin buried being like, ah, yes. Good. There it is. Done. How do you stop it? Can you? I guess it's just about convincing someone they're not dead.
Yeah, it's just like treating, because all the underlying causes are like bipolar and depression and schizophrenia, so you treat those. The delusion tends to go away. But I found a couple of cases.
Okay.
The first ever reported case was when an elderly woman was preparing a meal. She felt a draft.
Yeah.
Then that was it? And then she just genuinely started feeling paralyzed.
Ooh.
And then that was it.
That's great.
That was it. She thought
draft,
she was dead.
You're like, well, that's me. That's me. I'm done.
Yeah.
What would it take to convince you you'd died?
Being buried.
Yeah.
So, you're alive, but you're like, so if we're like to show up in this coffin.
No, like as in, I would have to go through all of the, go through my own funeral where I'm in a coffin and then still get buried. I'm like, well, I guess maybe I am dead. The afterlife sucks.
It's dark in here.
That's great. I love the idea of we're like, ah, it's such a shame you died. You're like, no, I didn't. Like, yeah, you did.
You're goodbye, Dusha. We'll miss you.
Up in this coffin, buddy.
I know. If you responded to something I said, then I'd be like, okay, I'm not dead. These guys are just jerks. I'm getting murdered currently. That's a shame.
Yeah, if like no one acknowledged you.
Yeah.
That would be.
But
I just think I'd be like, I'm just physically here. I'd be like, if I can pick up this beanie, I'm alive. Otherwise, everyone should
How
be like...
How fucked would it have been if you went to go pick up that beanie right now and just didn't move?
I'd be like, who's looking at the levels? I'm paying attention to everything. If I'm dead, this has been a weird episode. Maybe I died on air.
Oh,
man, I'm so the kind of guy, I just know I'm the kind of guy that if I died in a house and didn't know it, I'd haunt the house. You know? I'd be that ghost. Where I'm like, who are these people?
Boo!
Get out of here! That's my bed. And, you know, like as a ghost, you can't quite move things. I'm just like, up in your face.
Actually, that's how I know I'm dead, if I made that noise.
That's true.
Oh,
I guess that's me done too.
I would always be paranoid that if I woke up from a coma.
Yeah.
That I might be dead. I'm always a little bit paranoid that I'm in a coma to begin with.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I hear random beeping.
And you're, maybe. If you're in a coma, that means I'm not real.
That means you're all delusions.
I don't like that reality.
Imagine
if you woke up in a coma and like, I don't know, like you were like 16.
Yeah.
At least then you'd have met me, so I know I'm real. Dusha, who knows?
It's all right. I'm currently still living in a delusion where I'm in the cinema watching Savages, and this is just all something that my brain made up to cope with how bad the film was.
I always like to imagine I'm like, you know,
that puts me back to 2012, which is stressful because like a lot has happened.
No, I hate the idea of time traveling back. Like years?
Accidentally. Yeah. And being like, well, that last 5 years was not real.
Yep, that's out the window. I've got to start again. That's hell.
But if I knew it was time travel, like I didn't just wake up and then all of a sudden I was 16 again and I was just like, that was a weird thought that I had for 7 years. If I knew that I'm like, I've gone back in time, I'm stuck back in time.
Yeah.
I think I would make some...
changes?
Some changes.
See, I just think like... like, if somebody zapped me with, like, a time travel gun and were like, you're back 7 years.
You got 17 again.
Yeah, if I get 17 again, I'd be like, oh, my God. Because I just, I don't want to live that time again.
Because 17 again.
Oh, that's true. That would make me 17 now.
Yeah. So things still happen.
I want to be, what do I want to be? Something. Hot tub time machine.
Yeah.
That's what you want to do to me. Yeah, if I was hot tub time machined, no, that would be hell for me. I couldn't cope. But if I was hot tub time machined, I know I'm just going to get back on the hot tub. You know?
Yeah.
Like if somebody hit me with a time travel ray, I'm like, that time travel exists. I just got to wait for that guy to come back and kill him or whatever. Chase him down and steal his time machine. Well, I like the idea that you're in a coma, you're still watching Savages. And
it's scary because like with a coma, like the beeping fades in, I guess, and then you wake up in a hospital. With mine, the lights just turn on. I'm like, what?
I was like to imagine, I was like, you know, like a classic indie movie where a guy's going insane and he's got a best friend that's like a bit weird, but the best friend's not real. He's just
the machinist?
Yeah, or
Beautiful Mind.
Beautiful Mind, or what's that movie with Daniel Radcliffe?
Swiss Army Man.
I always like to think I'm that for Adam. That'd be my job.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm not doing a great job of it.
No, but, you know, you're doing as best as Adam can imagine. That
yeah, that's pretty Swiss Army Man out of all of the ones we just listed.
Yeah, yeah. Like I'm here to help Adam, you know, deal with any problems he's got.
Yeah, because the machinist means that you spoilers to the machinist, I guess. You killed a man and then you went crazy and that Adam... Well, Adam killed a man, went crazy and created you.
Yeah, well,
but then it turns out that you're actually the healthy version of Adam, and you're not the healthy version of anyone.
Wait, so am I Adam?
Yeah, in that version, you're Adam. Person.
Oh, Jesus.
You're Adam Club. Before the Adam.
I'm Fight Club.
Yeah, yeah, you're
am
Fight
I Adam
Club.
Tyler Durden?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes, no, please. But... Adam, start a club where you beat the shit out of guys.
Hit me. Oh, got
punch
him.
My mouth. Fuck yes.
But yeah, no, the machinist, he kills a kid in a...
Right. Adam, we're going to start a kiss club.
Oh, kiss all
kiss every boy. Yes. Any dead movies for Astuzia?
Yeah, Swiss Army Man.
Yeah, fuck, that movie is amazing.
It's good because...
I still haven't seen it.
Oh, it's like my favorite film.
I want it every time, but every time I'm like, oh, that movie, I'm all too tired or too grumpy to enjoy it. I'm like, got to be in the right mood.
Watch it when you're grumpy. It's all right.
It's
tired,
good.
Maybe not, because you'll fall asleep.
Yeah, so you know, I gotta be in a good mood to watch movies or else I don't enjoy them because I'm like, nah.
That's all right. Maybe hate a movie.
I do hate a lot of movies.
That's good. Yeah. Movies deserve to get given the business.
Every
What's
now
it?
And then.
Give me a real good movie that you hate.
I hate The Prestige.
Yeah, good. Cop it. Cop that.
Give us all the movies you hate. Throw them out. Good movies.
No, but like,
Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, that movie's absolute garbage.
It's fucking dog shit and Zammit's so wrong.
Yeah, anyway, no, like, I just...
Really hated The Dark Knight.
All right, that's fine. You might just hate Christopher Nolan. And that's
I do. I think he's a hack.
What don't you like? Anyway, I don't want you to list. I don't want you to like get excited about the idea that we're upsetting people and just. So I want actual genuine movies you hate that
those
people
are three
like.
Movies
yeah, no,
that
no. That's
I, hate.
What, I know that you haven't done it yet. I just wanted to get in early, just in case you get carried away.
Oh no, I don't want to just be like, and here are good movies, so suck it.
Yeah.
What else did I hate?
Yeah. Now, why didn't you like The Dark Knight? Just got no time for Batman? Because fair enough.
Just got no
Fuck
time.
Fuck that guy. Who does he think he is?
I think all Christopher Nolan films are kind of like...
same film?
They're the same film and they're all Christopher Nolan being like wanking over himself, being like, I'm the best director. Like, I didn't like Inception.
That's good.
Like, fuck, my favorite part about that was the smug face you gave to me.
Like, I mean, that's fine.
What are you going to do about it?
Nothing. I'm good. I want this. What else? Give me some more. So, fuck Christopher Nolan because all of his.
Fuck all of Christopher Nolan's films.
Even Memento?
Yeah, all of them.
Have you seen Memento?
No.
Fuck him. Fuck him anyway.
On the Bible.
Well, they're all trash.
You didn't like Logan.
I didn't like Logan. I didn't like the second John Wick.
I didn't like the first John Wick.
Ah, no, like the first John Wick had my boy in it.
I don't understand why people like John Wick.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, it's not for you.
Yeah. This is good. This is a healthy discussion about films.
Yeah, I really didn't like Logan. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I remember you saying you didn't like
Logan.
Feel
the emails just like...
I know,
I can hear the typing.
This is great.
Now, send anyone who's upset by this segment, email us in at SanspenceRadio.
Tell us why that you're right and I'm wrong.
SanspenceRadio@gmail.com.
Anyway. Bioshock Infinite's the worst Bioshock. I'll throw that out there. I hate that movie so much. That game, whatever. I'm just saying things that people
airing
love that
of the
I
grievances.
Yeah, this is a grievance airing, all right?
Happy Halloween.
Yeah.
Nothing spookier than people having genuine, honest opinions and accepting each other's genuine, honest opinions.
Birdman is a piece of shit.
Yeah, fuck
Birdman
that
made me dizzy.
That's the best review. One star made me dizzy. What other movies did I fucking hate?
Wolf of Wall Street I fucking cannot stand, but that's already been
I hated Spotlight.
I haven't seen Spotlight.
Spotlight was the one that won Best Academy Award year before last. Mm-hmm. I thought it was really, it just dragged and it was dull and none of the actors seemed like they cared.
Oh, man. Hate The Last of Us? That's another game.
No!
I cannot stand it. This is honest opinion.
I'm sorry.
You gotta accept it. That game is just very, very boring. Don't care how good the story is. Give me something to do. Fuck you.
All
right. Bridesmaids was a piece of shit.
Nearly to the end. Sorry.
Bridesmaids was bad.
Oh, I like Bridesmaids.
I had no time for it.
Why? No, fair enough.
Did you watch it when you were in a bad mood?
I might have watched it. No, I've watched it several times because I was like, maybe I was in a bad mood. Because sometimes I do that.
You know what, Zoe? Like, I was really ready to like defend it. But I've watched it recently as well, and I'm like, I didn't love this anywhere near as much as the first time I did.
Because the first time it was very novel.
Yeah, and I was like, this is great. I'm getting a gross-out comedy. It's an all-female cast. That's so exciting. But watching it again, I'm like, this isn't that clever.
Yeah.
There's a lot of these jokes are, like, I might say hackneyed. I might go that far. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Oh, man, this is good.
What about you, Dusha? What about you? Come on, throw some back out.
The thing is, I usually just throw these out all the time anyway.
In general,
so.
This is pretty normal.
Yeah, yeah. This is like every day walking down the street. I'm like, hey, man, how's it going? Dark Knight Returns, piece of shit. What?
I really hated Wonder Woman.
Oh, no, that's fine. I thought it was just very funny.
No, that's a big one. I really hated Wonder Woman. And as I was watching it, I texted best friend Christina and was like, am I a bad feminist for hating this film?
Why did you hate it?
I thought it was...
Because to answer that question, if you said, and I say, why did you hate it? Like, I hate women. Then yes, you are a bad feminist.
No, the entire time I was watching Wonder Woman, I was like, I could be watching Captain America, The First Avengers, and I would get the exact same film.
First Avenger, not Avengers.
Whatever.
Just saying.
No, look, I liked Wonder Woman, but fair enough. Accept your grievance.
Everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
Yeah, oh,
this is so like cathartic. It's like real good. Just trying to think of other films that I've seen. Give me good films. Give me good films. I'll tell you if I hated them or liked them.
Oh, any Scorsese.
You don't like Wolf of Wall Street. You just said that.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
What other Scorsese films? Give me
Taxi Driver.
Yeah, The Departed.
I've never seen those films.
Yeah, that's fair.
What are your thoughts on Jurassic Park and or E.T.?
E.T. is great because the alien gets drunk. I like Jurassic Park because Dennis Nedry's sly. Yeah.
See, I feel like with my controversial, well, not controversial opinions, but my area of the grievances are the opposite.
Yeah.
I like take things out of the fire that people put in there. Yeah. Spider-Man 3 is great. It's out of the fire.
Take it out of the fire.
The Amazing Spider-Man 2 is one of the funniest films I've ever seen.
One joke doesn't make a whole movie the funniest movie that's ever happened.
So
put it. I'm putting that one back in the fire.
No,
you can keep that one scene.
All right, I'll take that. I'll be like, put that next to me.
Like in The Simpsons, when the comet is going to come destroy Springfield, but then it turns out to be a tiny rock, and Bach puts that.
That's what I'm doing. The comet is
Amazing Spider-Man 2. You're Bart Simpson. The rock is that one joke about a chimney that you love.
I'm gonna find.
I watched The Ridiculous Six, the Adam Sandler movie.
Mm-hmm.
I laughed three times and they were good laughs.
That's good.
I was like really shameful of myself, but it got me good. Three good laughs in that entire
film. I was very intrigued by Blended and how it could put, like why it was a movie. So me and my friend went and saw it in the cinema. It's fine. It's not good.
I've seen Blended. Blended, I didn't have a bad time.
All right.
I laughed during Grown Ups 2 once, but I laughed.
No, that's all right.
Now I think three laughs is good.
Mm. Yeah.
In Blended, one there's laugh. A scene... And this, like, as an Australian audience, well, this goes out all over the world, but we've got a UK and Australian audience.
Mm.
In Blended, there's a very, very, very long and very, very, very strange cricket joke.
That's like, real good.
They got a South African cricketer to just do a cameo in a scene, but it's an American production, and they just have him there to make fun of him for bowling rather than throwing it like in baseball. And that's a very, 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 very odd choice. And I respect that.
All right.
I respect that they fucking went for it.
Yeah.
Know? Oh, man, I got a list of the top 100 films of all time. I like Titanic a lot. Titanic's a great film. Fuck you.
Every time I see Titanic, I will end up crying.
Yeah, I cry during Titanic. That movie, like, I don't care.
It gets me.
I don't care who you are. I don't like The Lion King.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I'm bored by that film. I'm not entertained. I'm just enjoying going through this and throwing all the shade I've got. Gravity, who cares?
I liked Gravity.
I was really indifferent to it. What was that other one that wasn't Gravity? Was it Christopher Nolan as well?
It sure was. Interstellar.
That one was also trash.
That's so funny. At least you're consistent. That's good.
I just know that I hate Christopher Nolan, but it's like I forgot that that was a Christopher Nolan film and I still hated it.
All right, just because, like, so that we don't just end up listing films.
Yeah.
What? So what was the moment? What movie was the moment
the Prestige.
You
Prestige.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. And what moment in The Prestige? So did you see The Prestige before you saw all his other films?
No, I'd seen the other films and I was like, there's something about it that I couldn't put my finger on and that I didn't like. And then The Prestige came out and The Prestige is like, so not a subtle like analogy for the three-act structure and filmmaking and how Christopher Nolan is Hugh Jackman's character. And he's like, I give a part of myself to like every film that I make. And it's like you watch any Christopher Nolan film and you're like, ah, you make films for dumb people to feel smart.
I think I've heard,
got him.
Yeah. No, I think I've heard Zammit say this almost word for word, the same thing. Yeah.
But he likes The Prestige a lot, I think.
No, so then you've probably just heard me say it more than once.
Yeah.
I think people say what Zoe just said, but they say it in a loving way.
It's like I remember when Inception came out and everyone's like, oh my God. Like, I had to watch Inception like 3 times and I still, like, I'm not 100% sure, like, that's how good Inception was. And I watched it and I was like, I get it, you're real stupid. Like, if anyone who didn't get this plot line, like, shame on you.
I think it's funny that Inception, that they had the best way to kill themselves that they came up with was a train. You know what I mean? Like, you can do anything.
Well, that's good. Yeah, but how many times have you seen people kill themselves with a train before? That's cinema magic. Anyway, Fight Club is Finch's worst film and the book is absolute garbage. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jack.
Oh my God.
Please, you go.
I've been Zoe.
I've been Jackson. That was Halloween. Get spooky.
Please send us so many angry emails.
Oh my God. Yep.
Because all of these.
Before we finish, what do you think of the opinions about films we've shared tonight? What's going to get us the most hate? I think my hate of The Last of Us is probably going to cop.
I mean, I'm upset about that.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
BioShock Infinite. Oh, actually, people came around on that. I think in the end. I mean, I quite like it, but again, it's a story. Zoe just hating Christopher Nolan. Full stop.
Yeah, that's going to get you grief. Yeah.
Now, the Wonder Woman thing is going to get me more.
Nah. I don't think people will care that much because it's not that great of a film.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at SansPantsPlus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's SansPantsPlus.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.